So David, you came out with your new EP, which is really awesome. It was just last week. And I was just wondering, where did you get your music inspiration and how did you get into creating your own music content?
Well, thanks for listening to the EP first and foremost. My inspiration really comes from what's out currently. And what I try to do is I try to put my own twist and my own flair on things that I know are popular and try to copy a little bit of the song structure, but use my own chords and maybe melodies. Like everybody has their signature sound. I take what's out there today and I try and put it into my music. But early on, one of my biggest influencers was definitely Kanye West and the way that he kind of just changed the whole rap game. Like he influenced it with samples and with the way that he went about his approach to it. And that's been really influential to my progression.
So you have 5 songs on your EP, Diss Track, Future, Lunch, 16, and Echelon. Out of all your songs, which one was the most fun to you?
I think my favorite on the project is probably Future. It's one of those songs that just makes you like want to dance, and it was something that I even surprised myself with. Sometimes, or a lot of times when you're listening to music, you always want to be surprised. You don't want things to be predictable. And with that song, I surprised myself with the way that I went about producing it. So it was probably my favorite on the project.
How long did it take for you to create your EP?
Well, these songs were a collection of songs that happened from maybe a little bit late last year and over the summer. So last year, I didn't get a whole lot of time to work on music. It was a tough transition working from freshman year to sophomore year in terms of like course load and working that type of stuff. But I found a little bit of time there. But then over the summer when I had my internship in D.C., I would come home every day and I would try and bang out something at least. So it just all came together. It took a couple of months, but we got it together.
That's really cool. Just wondering, was your summer internship related to music in any way?
So the internship that I had over the summer was not a musical internship. It was actually a paralegal internship in D.C. Yeah, total career shift. So I had actually gotten that internship after I made the decision. I mean, I got it before I made the decision to do production full time. So I went ahead and I just stayed true to my word and I went ahead and did that internship. But production was always at my heart.
As a business major and music minor, how do you balance your time with your passion as a musician?
Well, it's a little bit challenging at times, but what I try to do is I try to push off the excitement of the music and trying to focus on getting all my homework done so I can get, you know, good grades. And I'd say the balance is pretty good right now, trying to get everything together.
Do you ever perform out in public? Are you making new music? What are your future plans in terms of your musical career?
Most definitely. I definitely want to do production as a full-time job. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm, you know, getting my stuff out there and setting my branding. So that's what this EP was designed to do. It was designed to start letting people know who I am and the music I do and what I'm really about musically. So this full-time, and I also want to be a great timeless producer. So it's all about getting there. And right now, my main focus is not just on the goals themselves, but how am I actually taking steps towards that? And right now, taking steps towards that means getting in there and making beats. I have an internship in D.C., another internship in D.C., but this one is musical. I'm an audio engineer intern at House Studio. So I'm surrounded by musicians, you know, every week. And it's all helping me get to my ultimate goal of making this my full-time job.
Last question. If you could tour with anyone, who would it be and why? I honestly think I know the answer, but I'll let you finish.
You probably do know the answer, but actually, there's 2 people I really want to tour with. I can't put one over the other. But so first and foremost, Kanye West, because he really, like, from my beginning when I first started playing piano, he was right there, and you know, in me creating my sound, and just, you know, reveling at how great he was and how great he was at what he did with samples and with beats. So I definitely want to learn from him and tour with him and just, you know, grow from that. But then the second one would be Drake. I love what Boy Wonder and 40 have done in music production. And I think that they could be, you know, really influential in my progression as well. So if I had the opportunity to tour with either one of them, I would be a really happy camper.
Imagine going on tour with Kanye West and Drake. I think that you guys would be like the triple threat. And
that would be heaven on earth.
It would change the whole dimension of like touring and music and artistry. And I think that you're going to do a lot in life, and I'm going to wish you the best of luck. Thank you so much for letting me interview you. The listeners of WGMU have all the support for you. And yeah, we're going to continue playing your songs, and we're looking forward to see what's new in the future. Thanks.
Thanks so much for having me on, Jackie.
Aaron Libby.